Eski yollarını at demiştim sana. Çünkü yeni kitapların gelecekti.
Malak Azum moved into this two-bedroom apartment when her son was 1 year old. Now that her 3 children are older, the space feels too small. She wants to move to a bigger place but cannot afford it. The influx of Syrian migrants has driven the rents in her neighborhood higher.
Onu komşulardan hep çok arkadaşlardan duyuyorum. Evet, doğruymuş.
There's an apartment across the street for 800 liras. There's a basement right here they are renting for 600 liras. They've driven the rent up so we can no longer afford it.
Her landlady, who has stopped by, is eager to chime in. She has her own grief with Syrians.
Yani ışıklarda yani yaptıklarından dolayı memnun değiliz çünkü onlar
Syrians are getting good money from our government, but not locals. My mother is very poor. She is old. She gets very little money from the government.
She says she will never rent her apartment to a Syrian because many families move in together and she says would destroy it. The landlady's daughter describes how it bothers her that Syrian beggars touch her when they ask for money. In another Istanbul neighborhood, a newlywed couple is getting ready to welcome guests. The husband works in the textile industry. He complains about Syrians driving wages down.
After the Syrians came, income for the locals declined and life became expensive. The rent of 500 became 1,000.
Such feelings of resentment against Syrians are rising among low-income Turks, particularly in Istanbul. Turkey has seen a huge influx of migrants over the last 4 years, and low-income housing and low-paying jobs have faced the biggest impact. The grievances are so far limited, but if Syrian migrants continue to arrive in Turkey in larger numbers, the tension among locals and their new foreign neighbors may very well increase. Ayşe Tanzim, VOA News, Istanbul.